Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking travel tips for natural disasters.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Travel Tuesday. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good on Tuesday. How are you?
Doing really, really well. So this past weekend, I don't know if you guys all watched it, but we, besides watching football this weekend, we watched that new reality show called Hurricane Season and watched Irma all weekend. She wasn't a real nice lady to Florida.
She was not very nice lady to many parts, even the Caribbean. She was even worse to them.
We are literally in the – yeah, exactly. We are literally in the throes of hurricane season, which is usually June through October, right?
Yes, June through the end of October.
Right. So it was perfect time for – like I said, we watched it all weekend. Shauna kept watching it, and now then she got me hooked in, and you know, we were supposed to go exercise in the morning on Sunday, and then we just like an hour and a half, 2 hours later.
It's like, captivating. I mean, it's just like I said on the podcast yesterday, it's just crazy to me that you can follow this like as it moves up a whole entire state. It's just like you can't take your eyes off of it.
Yeah, exactly. So what we decided to do for this Travel Tuesday episode was talk about, you know, what if you get stuck in a disaster? What if you're traveling And even if you're in the realm of it, so we're going to Texas next week, to a couple of different places, including Austin and stuff. But what if we traveled, you know, when Harvey was hitting, we might have been diverted and rerouted and stuck somewhere, and we'd have to kind of figure that out. But let alone if you're already somewhere, what if you're in the Caribbean? What if you're in someplace, you know, in Europe and there's a, or wherever else, or in Asia and there's a monsoon, you know, what do you do? What it, like we have, you know, coming up, the holidays are coming up. What if you get stuck in a blizzard?
Yeah. And I think, you know, we don't think about this because we're going on vacation. The last thing we're thinking of is that something is going to happen that's going to, you know, cause us to get stuck or have to reroute or cancel or something like that. But it actually is, you know, a really real thing. And, you know, later in the podcast, we're going to talk with my friend Carl, who actually is a podcast listener from the United Kingdom, who runs the Wiser Wealthier blog. And he's on his honeymoon in Orlando and they got stuck. So we're going to talk to him a little bit later on and hear, like, you know, firsthand.
Yeah. And the reason we wanted to go with Carl, cause we saw him on social media saying, hey, we're stuck here. And we saw on all the news coverage, we saw several couples or families that were either in Florida or they're in the Caribbean, or they got to Florida from the barely got out of the Caribbean. There were people on their honeymoon, a lot of people from Europe that I saw, and still like some people from Australia and things like that. Like, it's like they got out of the Caribbean, which got really decimated,
stuck,
and then
again,
they got stuck in Florida. It's just like, yeah, but it's like you're kind of being chased by this monster Irma and stuff like that. So, and let alone, you know, all the stuff that happened in Texas and one of the biggest cities in Houston, if you know how many people probably were flying there for were there for business and had to get out of there, and or they're just there, whatever. And, you know, so I mean, it's definitely, you have to really think about these things ahead of time and really kind of pay attention to what's going on. Because I mean, several years ago when I was flying to Europe around, you know, Iceland and their volcano was going off, they couldn't have flights there, or they had to divert some flights and change some flights around. So, you know, Mother Nature will change that.
Yeah, she does kind of rule the roost, doesn't she?
Exactly. So we're going to go through some tips that we kind of researched, and, you know, so to help you to be a better traveler and a smarter traveler. So what's first on the list?
Well, first, you know, and this is something that I do every time we travel anyway, and it's just to be prepared and bring backup copies of your passport or any travel documents you have, but particularly your passport if you're using that. You know, but I even say you could make a copy of your driver's license, you know, because a lot of times in a natural disaster, the last thing you're thinking of is like, oh, I got to grab my wallet with my stuff, you know, especially like us females that have purses, you know, we're not thinking about some of that stuff. And so it's just extra precaution. And even if there isn't a disaster, what if someone steals your wallet or...
Yeah.
You know, fanny pack off you with the passport.
Exactly. And I think to that extent, too, I think maybe even have copies of your itineraries and have copies of where you're going to be staying, your flight stuff. Even if you never go to it, you will be thankful, you know, you that. But like, let alone if someone steals it. But what if places like that don't have Wi-Fi because there's a, you know, hurricane down or electricity and stuff like that, that you just might not be able to get to that email that you saved it under. And, you know, that's a good thing, too.
Yeah. And, you know, the next tip is travel insurance. And I know a lot of people kind of like hem and haw about travel insurance because it does cost extra. And especially if you're going on a bigger trip, you know, the last thing you want to do is to spend more money. But, you know, travel insurance could really make a difference when you're in a disaster, but not all travel insurance is equal, right? So a couple of things that you really need to make sure that your policy covers is trip cancellation. That's a big one, right? So when you have to cancel your trip, that you can actually recover 100% of the costs that you have already paid.
Yeah. And that's really important too. So like we mentioned, you know, let's just take example of the hurricanes, that you book this, you know, trip how many months in advance, and in the middle of July, beginning of August, there all of a sudden now there's a hurricane and you have to think about these things.
Right. And nowadays, you know, you can prepay a lot of hotel rooms and get a cheaper rate. You can get a discount. And so that's a really popular thing to do. But if you can't stay at that hotel, you're likely not going to get your money back. Another thing is just in these policies is trip interruption. So
This is, again, is a big thing for any unused prepaid travel expenses, and any unexpected additional costs that you have, you know, because of a natural disaster, to either avoid a hurricane or to leave or end your trip early.
Right. For like all the people that were on cruise ships that were out in the Caribbean or somewhere in that area, they all had to get, you know, boogie back in and you know, and basically their trip was interrupted, or they just basically, you know, had to cancel a lot of trips too.
Yeah. And lastly is missed connections. You know, if you got a connecting flight or a cruise that departs at a specific time and there's cancellations or hurricanes, that could be a big pain in the butt. And last is just travel delay. So this coverage reimburses you for, you know, reasonable expenses if you're delayed over a certain number of hours as a result of, you know, a hurricane or any other, you know, other delays. So, you know, as with everything, you want to make sure that you check the fine print on these things, especially if you're buying trip cancellation coverage. You know, you just want to make sure that your travel insurance, your hotel, your plane, your cruise, all these, that you know your cancellation policies ahead of time. A lot of hotels are really willing to work with you, like what Carl will talk about later, how great the people at Disney have been. But
and he's also on a Virgin
trip,
vacation, right?
But you know, some of the hotels maybe are not as friendly, you know, you just need to know what you're getting into, especially if you're already at that location and you get stuck.
Yeah, supposedly a lot of the hotels, and some of the research I did today and saw even on the news and online, that a lot of these hotels in Florida and even the Caribbean and stuff like that actually can remain open, are doing real discounted rates, or even, you know, basically comping people and, you know, we're like basically trying to survive and it's okay. So,
right. Yeah. And, you know, we have social media and we need to use it in disasters. So Twitter has been a big help to a lot of people, you know, between Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, in helping them find hotels and offering discounts to the particular hotel chains, you know, for you to book. And even Airbnb has been great. They've started using their disaster response program, which helps evacuees. We're going to have a link in the show notes. You can go over and check out their program. But it's great because, you know, it allows you to rebook at another Airbnb and not have to pay an extra fee.
That's really good. That's really good. I like that one.
Yeah. And, you know, the same thing with airlines. So some of the airlines have been really great about rebooking flights within a specific period of time.
And some
have been really horrible. Some have been really expensive. They've not capped their flights. And, you know, people just can't afford to rebook their flights. So, you know, you definitely want to pay attention to those time windows, though, when your airline says, you know, we have this specific time window for rebooking where you won't have the fees. You got to get on that like ASAP, because everybody and their brother is going to be trying to book flights.
Right.
And, you know, especially if it's one of those airlines where it's not as forgiving of a policy, you just need to make sure that you know, you get your airline rebooked so that you don't have to pay a stupid rebooking fee.
Right.
And, you know, another thing we kind of talked about, you know, bringing backup copies of things. Also, if you take like prescription medicines, or maybe you have some sort of, you know, illness or situation, you know, make sure that you bring copies of those medications as well, in case you need to get them refilled. Like if you're running out, you know, because when we travel, we bring vitamins and stuff. But, you know, again, this is not going to kill us if we don't have extra vitamins. But,
if it was something we
really had to take, you know, and we only counted out the number of days that we were going to be there.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's a huge thing too. If you're going into a time period that may be something might come up like this, you know, because this is really important, especially right now, that a lot of people, they're going to be stuck in Florida for a few days, because they're it's going to take them several days, if not a week or so, to get the airports running again. I mean, it's not just like boom, where, you know, because there was damage there and stuff, and they have to assess everything before you can actually leave. So, you know, having this stuff that you don't want to have just barely enough or not enough, obviously.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe.
Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIt in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIt a part of your financial routine and join EarnIt's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIt, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIt today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIt app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. EarnIt is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. Yeah, and you know, something that Carl's going to talk a lot about, he's got firsthand experience with this, but I think this is probably one of the biggest tips. You know, I talk a lot about having an emergency fund just generally in life, but a travel emergency fund, a financial pad, is one of the best things that you can have when you're traveling, really on any of these seasons. So not just hurricane, but blizzards, tornadoes. Like if you're going somewhere where there's a season for things, you know, have
if you're flying home for Christmas this year or something like that. Going skiing for Christmas.
Make sure you have a credit card that's got enough available space or cash.
It's hard to have that because a lot of times we can even barely, afford to travel, but you would be so thankful if you had that, you know, that emergency fund.
Yeah, because, you know, if you get stuck and it's an extra couple $1,000s for all these things and you don't have the cash, you're...
Well, and you could get stuck before you even get to your destination and you might not even be able to get to your destination. So, you know, you never know what's around and what's available too.
Right. And you might have to go to different airports. For instance, I saw, you know, some people from Hurricane Harvey trying to get home. They had to go to different cities and then spend the night over in a different city. They were not getting reimbursed for that.
Right.
So, you know, you kind of have to take whatever is available at that particular time. And it just, if you have a family, you know, it can just start to get really expensive. So even if it's just a couple $100 extra on top of your travel budget that you build as a pad. And look, if you don't need it, even better, right? You can roll it on over to the next vacation, you know, but give yourself that breathing room so you're not panicked when you're somewhere and, you know, you have no room left on your credit card. You know, there's so many different apps now you can use where you can track, you know, your spending, you could track your budget and different things like that. So you at least know kind of where you are with your spending. You know, I think it's those stories where people just, you know, are kind of blindly spending and then all of a sudden they get stuck somewhere and then there's nothing left on their credit card, you know? So it's just a good idea. I think it's probably one of the number one tips just to have that in place. It definitely was a big help for Carl and his wife, as he's going to talk about. If they didn't have the pad, there aren't a whole lot of options for them.
So, okay. So these are our tips, mainly your tips about like, if you get stuck, these are things we now when we've had two major storms, we've had obviously major storms before, but it's something that's really focused right now. The holidays are coming up, snow's coming up, weather's coming up, you know, let alone any other kind of things like this that come up with natural disasters. You want to really think about these things. These are things, you know, especially if you're going to be really, really far away from, you know, from home. You really want to be prepared.
Yeah. So let's check out the conversation with Carl from Wiser Wealthier. And, you know, I think it's always better to hear firsthand from someone
and
who actually...
He's talking to us actually from Disneyland,
he
right?
is talking to us from Disney World.
Disney World.
In Florida. And he is, you know, trying to have a good semblance of the rest of his honeymoon while Disney World has been closed for a few days.
Right, and get back to the UK.
And gets back safely to the UK.
So you guys have had quite a honeymoon.
We have, yes. Slightly more eventful than expected.
Right. So did you know that the hurricane was coming when you left, or what was kind of that timeline?
So even worse than that, I didn't even know it was hurricane season in Florida. No, we didn't. We hadn't heard anything about it until probably a few days after we got here. We started seeing the news and bits and pieces like that. And then increasingly there were warnings and the hotel was starting to say, you know, you need to stay in your room and all of that kind of stuff. And then it just kind of escalated from there, really, until yesterday we were in the hotel in Bay, and it kind of hit us here probably early hours of this morning.
Right. And was it pretty bad considering it was your first hurricane?
Not really. It was fine here, to be honest. We were due to drive to Clearwater Beach on Friday morning, and they'd evacuated the day before. So lucky we didn't head down there because it seems like it was a lot worse.
Right. You would have been legitimately stuck.
Yeah.
So how have, tell me how have like the hotels and airlines, you know, how has that been during this experience?
Yeah, they've been fantastic. So we're staying in Disney Animal Kingdom, and we've done it all through a package holiday with Virgin Holidays, and they've both been amazing. So the hotel have given us tons of advice, dropped little emergency bags in the rooms last night that had flashlights, waterproof bags, toiletries, all sorts of things like that that you could possibly need. They put on loads of entertainment for the kids. Restaurants are discounted. They've really done everything they can because they've had to close the parks for 3 days. So obviously a huge part of people's holidays is getting down to those parks, and they can't do that. So they're doing as much as they can at the hotel. The airline's been really good as well. They've phoned us every day to check how we are, check where we are, and give us updates. They've extended the hotel booking for us. They've cancelled the rental car for us. And I just spoke to them this morning, and they're going to cover the extra costs for the hotel. They're going to pay us back for what we'd spent on the rental car. And hopefully they're going to cover some of the food and drink costs as well. So they've both been really, really good.
Wow, that is actually a great story. I've heard lots of not-so-great stories, so that's fantastic.
Mm.
Do you have any tips?
A lot more than we expected.
Yeah. Do you have any good tips for people who are traveling and you know, in your situation and kind of get stuck? Is there anything, you know, money-wise or travel-wise they should be thinking of?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few key things. I think one, the reason that we're talking today is because I just put a video out about emergency funds, which we all talk about in the personal finance world, but we talk about it as something you need at home. So we say, make sure you've got, you know, a few months worth of savings or as much as you can for if the boiler breaks down, the AC unit breaks, you have a car accident, you know, those sorts of things. But we don't always think about that when we go on holiday. And often we use some of those savings on holidays. So I think one of the things we did was made sure that we had some cash in an account back at home. And we've also got some currency with us, both dollars and pounds, just in case. And it's a good job we did, because for the first 5 days that we had to extend our hotel, we had to pay for that. So you're talking something like $1,200 that we'll get back, but we had to pay for that ourselves on my card. So that's really, really important, I think, considering, you know, there could be something that comes up on your holiday that you might need that emergency fund for. The other thing is probably documentation. So I always bring printouts of all of my documents. Plus, I make sure I've got any relevant apps, so like the Virgin Airlines app, the Disney app, all of that stuff. So they have soft copies of all of the documentation as well. And that's been really helpful when I've had to contact all of the different companies to make sure that everything's cleared, and I've got all my spending tracked on the Disney app so I know what we can claim back and all of that stuff. So that's two quite main things. And then the other, I mean, there's obvious things like make sure you have travel insurance, keep up to date with the TV, the radio, the news, etc. The other thing finally is not just over prepare. So we packed bags 2 days ago with changes of clothes, electricals, passports, cash, all in waterproof bags, just in case we had to get out of our room, which as someone from the UK, it felt a little bit silly because we just don't get weather like this. but I was glad to see it made us feel a lot better. Actually, looking at advice on Twitter and everywhere else, that is what you're supposed to do. So if the worst had come to the worst, then we may have had to use them. There was actually downstairs, we just had a walk around, and one of the palm trees has fallen and hit a couple of the rooms. No one was hurt, nothing broke, but those people probably would have had to get straight out. And if they didn't have their stuff ready, they may have been scrabbling around for their belongings and stuff like that. So yeah, probably emergency funds, documentation, and over-prepare, even if like, you feel a little bit silly doing it.
Wow, yeah. So you are definitely, well, you're not going to forget your honeymoon at least, right?
That is true. There are worse places to be stuck for an extra 10 days than in Disney, isn't there?
Algorithms can do so much more than control social media feeds. In fact, they have the power to save lives and improve our health. At the Weizmann Institute, Professor Yonina Eldar has pioneered innovative algorithms that optimize MRI scans and make ultrasound devices more portable, affordable, and accessible. Professor Eldar's lab develops AI tools that can pave the way to new technologies that can see, hear, and communicate beyond existing limits. Learn more at celebratinggreatminds.org.